A business tycoon watched his daughter shunned at a hotel pool. And you know what he decided to do? Build her an entire amusement park for people with all abilities can enjoy the rides and have a great time. We're going to meet the man behind Morgan's Wonderland, a personal hero of mine. We're going to talk about how he's changed the lives of millions of people and how he continues to build forward on today's episode of Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? My name is Evan Rosenblum. Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. I'm here with my co-host, Isaac Shapiro, and Mike Gesser. Fellows, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Evan.
I am so excited for today's guest. This man that I'm going to introduce you to is a personal hero of mine, and he doesn't know it yet, but he's touched my life in a lot of ways. Real quick, just so everybody can get on the same page, my daughter was born at 25 weeks. She has severe cerebral palsy. She's nonverbal. She's in a wheelchair. She's got a, you know, she's got a lot of challenges in her life. And when she was born, and I kind of had to come to terms with all of this stuff, you feel alone because there aren't a lot of people like my daughter, Sydney, in my circle, my family, my friends. And I remember thinking, like, how am I going to navigate this? Like, I feel like I'm the only one experiencing this. And then my mom came to me and said, have you heard of this thing called Morgan's Wonderland? And I was like, what is that? And she's like, it's an amusement park. It's an ultra inclusive amusement park. The person who built it has a daughter with certain needs. And he felt like he wanted to create a place where everybody could go and people with all abilities could go and have a great time and just enjoy themselves. And to me, it wasn't just an amusement park. Even though I'm in California and that's in Texas, it was a symbol to me. It was a symbol of hope. And what it did for me at the time was it made me feel like there are other people who could relate and other people who understood and good people in the world who were trying to help families like mine. And at the moment where I felt so alone, to know that that was out there and to hear about this place was so inspirational for me and meant so much to me. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce the man behind Morgan's Wonderland and so many other projects and amazing things. Gordon Hartman is joining us right now. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Gordon.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. And it's guys like y'all who give us an opportunity to talk to the public, to let them know about all the things Morgan's. And I look forward to this discussion over the next 30 minutes to talk more about all the things to bring about more inclusion in the world.
Well, let's just start with your story. I mean, first off, if you're not familiar with Morgan's Wonderland, it's this unbelievable amusement park in San Antonio, Texas. And the last stats I have, correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, more than 3 million people from 50 states and 122 countries have visited the park. And what that says to me, I would imagine that not all 3 million people are people with disabilities. It appeals to everybody. It is the a beacon of inclusion. It is exactly that. It's people from all abilities that just want to come to a place and enjoy an amusement park together as a family with friends. And so nobody feels different or left out. It's an experience, a shared experience that everybody can have together. And it's such an amazing thing. But now I want to go back a little bit because I feel like we should start at the beginning. And I'd love to hear, I know the inspiration behind Morgan's Wonderland is your daughter, Morgan. And I'd love to go back to the moment that you realized that you were compelled to do something like this, to create a place like Morgan's Wonderland.
Well, the idea came about during a family vacation that we were having back in 2006. I had basically retired in 2005 with the idea of getting involved and wanting to assist our friends with special needs and disabilities. So we're on a trip in 2006, my wife, Maggie and I, my wife, Morgan and I, and Morgan wanted to go swimming for just to kind of hang out in the water later in the day. And as we were in the pool, Morgan noticed three children at the other end of the pool that were throwing the ball back and forth. And Morgan slowly inched her way toward them. And when she got to them, what she did is she hit the ball, which was her way of being able to state that she wanted to be involved, that she wanted to be included. And these three very nice children grabbed the ball and got out of the pool. And so I jumped in the pool at that time and kind of engaged with her, but I could tell that really bothered her. So afterwards, we started talking about where can we take Morgan? And we had tried many places to get her to be able to enjoy, such as Disney World, which does a great job. But for someone who has some of the issues that Morgan's had, it was very difficult. The sounds and the crowds and things, she just didn't feel comfortable. So we started thinking, well, where could we go? Where is there a place that she would? And we found that basically from a theme park perspective, there just didn't seem to be a place that was fitting for her and for those who did not have special needs to be able to join together and play. And so we brought people together and talked through the idea of developing a theme park that would be ultra accessible, fully inclusive, meaning that no matter how acute someone's special need may be, they could participate in all the activities within the theme park. And fully inclusive, meaning for all to join in together so that those with and without special needs can join together. And we've been very happy with the success that we've seen because over the years, almost 3.5 million people now have been through from all 50 states and 123 countries. So we've really come to the recognition that this is something that is a major success, which has led to so many other opportunities now in the area of trying to bring about more inclusion in the world.
Yeah, and we're going to get to all that because what you've been able to grow out from Morgan's Wonderland is incredible. I just want to chime in with something really quickly. This past weekend, my wife and I and my son and my daughter, we went to the Orange County Fair out here in Los Angeles, you know, Southern California, they have the Orange County Fair. And my daughter loves doing the rides. But at this particular event, every time we tried to take her to do a ride, they would say, oh, we can't accommodate. And my daughter was like, fine, it's all good. Let's go eat some caramel apples or something. She was excited. But it really hurt my wife, I think people think that it's just the person with a disability that can be affected, but it's not. It's everybody, especially parents, because, you know, as a parent, you want to make sure that your child has the experience that every other kid has. And I think that's amazing that you guys not only took the steps to make sure that the rides and everything is accessible, but you guys really have done all the work to make sure that everybody has a great time. You've really taken everything into consideration. And I've seen some of the work and the articles on it. And you guys have done so much research and talked to so many people and families and caregivers. And you've really gone above and beyond to make sure that every single person that walks into that park has a great experience and everybody's included. I think it's amazing.
Well, we always thought it was important from day one that we develop a place getting true, what I refer to as grassroots understanding of exactly how we should go about building Morgan's Wonderland. So we couldn't do that just talking to my wife or to a few others. We brought in a lot of individuals with special needs, their caregivers, their brothers, their uncles, their grandparents, medical professionals, and just really talk through how would we go about doing this. And we often joked about, we had probably 50 or 60 site plans before we said, wait, this is Morgan's Wonderland, let's go build it now. The beautiful thing about it is people really joined together to want to make this happen, because we started this idea early 2007 after experience in 2006, and we opened in April of 2010. So from the time we had this opportunity to say, let's do this, to the point of opening was only 39 months. And the reason is because people really came together because they wanted to see this happen. But I will tell you, we were very early in this process back then, to where when we went to people who built rides and said, we want to make sure, for example, on the carousel, if someone's in a wheelchair, we want to make sure that they can get on the ride easily, then they will go up and down with the rest of the animals, just like everybody else. When we asked for those type of things, they kind of looked at us kind of funny, like, well, why? And we said, so it's for everybody to be able to enjoy. And the beautiful thing about this, when I look back at that discussion back in 2007, 2008, is that just last November, I had the opportunity to speak before a very large crowd in Florida with IAPA, which is the largest organization in the world when it comes to amusement parks. Some 6,000 organizations are included in this organization called IAPA. And the purpose of my talk to them, the keynote, was how far we've come from the days of discussing the idea to now it being something that people who are building rides, et cetera, all want to be a part of. So we've come a long way in this. We've got a long way to go in lots of areas, not just in theme parks and many other things. And that's what we're trying to do with Morgan's, is to create this sense of inclusion in everything that can be done. from fitness centers to sports facilities to all sorts of different things. But that's the concept and the idea behind what we do. And it all started with just recognizing that we all, when you look at the population of those who have special needs, you're looking at somewhere around 19% of the population. That's one out of five folks have some form of special need. But many times they don't feel the opportunity to get involved because the way we've structured some things is we have not done it in a fashion that is welcoming. And we want to change that in the theme park business and many other opportunities going forward.
Gordon, when I hear, because we're social entrepreneurs and, you know, it sounds like you're, even though you retired and started all this, you know, what I think is amazing is, especially when I meet a lot of entrepreneurs in our industry making products, they can get to market pretty quickly, make things happen. And one thing that we're learning on our show around purpose is it takes time. There's a lot of ups and downs. But that's almost from the time you had the impact that you're like, this is the purpose that I want to go for through and the next journey of my life and business. What were the challenges that you had in those 4 years? Did you have doubt? Did you think about that? And I'll even be even more like, hey, you said you sold the business, you had the money. Like, were there challenges of getting money fundraised? Or because that's a gap of 4 years that I'm like, wow, that's a long time. I don't know if I could wait that long. So how, well, what did you endure there in that time?
Well, first of all, you got to remember to build and design, to first design and then to build an amusement park that is on 25 acres. I mean, there's a lot of details of something like that. So when you take the time frame that it took, yes, it took a lot of time and there were difficult times, no question. We put a lot of money into it, but we also went out to the community who was very involved in wanting to also assist us in being able to make the first ultra-accessible, fully inclusive theme park a reality. But yeah, there were issues. A lot of the issues were early on, as I mentioned, is that a lot of the folks who made rides didn't understand the reasoning for us wanting to have them change the ride to make it for everybody, to make sure that when someone wants to ride a ride, we don't tell them, I'm sorry, you cannot go on this ride. We never want to say no at Morgan's. We always want to say, yes, the opportunity does exist. And so that's the key to what we're about is ultra accessible, meaning no matter how acute anybody, there's someone special need can be, they can do anything they want alongside someone else. And the beauty of that is that, yes, it's great for the family. It's great for the individual who has special needs. It's great for those who may not have any special needs and their families because they learned the element of interaction that is very positive among everyone. Children and adults get a better feeling and understanding of many times what may have been something that they feared before goes away because they recognize that we're all in this together and there's nothing to fear. And so it's an opportunity to bring everybody together. So were there difficulties? Sure. But the beautiful thing is that we brought people together who really wanted to make it happen. Being that I came from the building business, I knew architects and I knew engineers and I had done development. So that gave me somewhat of an advantage to kind of move this along. But I brought many of the people from my former businesses to help me do this, even though I never had done a theme park before. And the beautiful thing about that was everything we did, we could get outside a box because we had never been in a box before. And true, so we could think outside and how could we do things differently to truly make it ultra accessible, fully inclusive.
Gordon, this is Mike Gesser speaking. So I, like you, have a daughter with disabilities. When I started to realize what her experience was in the world, it changed my view. And I would say similar to your view of the world and similar to Evan's view of the world. And I can't unsee it a different way. So for what you've done here, I think is absolutely amazing. When I listen to you talk about it, I hear very much visionary leadership. And a minute ago, you spoke a little bit about your team and working, you know, in your past businesses. And I think there's a lot of that creates some type of like a synergy. You're used to working with each other and their styles. But like you said, there's really no playbook. And Isaac and I, with our Clean Logic business, there's no playbook. We try and we figure it out. And we have a very we have an amazing team that supports us as we build this. Being that there was no playbook, can you talk about a little bit of the types of challenges or obstacles you and your team came up with and kind of visionary ideas and problem solving that you used in order to create this for everybody? Because it's huge.
Yeah, I think the thing that was most important to me and to the team as we came together was making sure that we really did what I refer to as a grassroots approach towards understanding what the needs were. Morgan has certain needs, but Morgan is one of tens of thousands of different types of special needs that exist out there. And so we didn't do this within a silo. We brought people in and continued to talk to them and continued to refine what we could do to ensure that we could try to accommodate as many people as possible, or to ensure that what we did was going to be something that people would say, yeah, my daughter or my son or the person I care for can now ride that ride who never could before, and do it right next to someone who may not have a special need at all. And so we had to get outside the box in that thought process. And the beautiful thing is when you set a focus on something that you really want to achieve, it's amazing how it does get you to think outside the box. We had people who would get excited and people who would write emails at 2 a.m. I just came up with this. Let's look at doing this. I mean, it was that kind of excitement.
That's awesome.
During the design process. And then we had to figure out how to put it all together. And that became an opportunity for people who were in the construction business to say, hey, we've got to look at this a little differently. And so was there issues during all that? Of course there was. Yeah. It wasn't a cakewalk. But the beautiful thing is that it was not something where we ever sat there and went, oh, do we really want to do this? It was always, no, we're going to be able to overcome this obstacle. Yep. And by overcoming this obstacle, it's going to make the difference in the lives of so many people. Because there is a multiplier effect, as we've talked about before, when it comes to assisting our friends with special needs and disabilities, because they all have parents and caregivers and grandparents and brothers and sisters. And so it affects so many people. So by being able to achieve this, it really sparks, I believe, a cultural change in a thought process that is so necessary in a world that sometimes I think kind of skips over individuals who I believe need to be at the a seat at the table to be able to say, hey, we're out here, we need to be a part of things. And that's why we're all about inclusion.
By the way, I love that Morgan is like front and center. She's like in it. I've seen the videos of her out like shaking hands, and she's an amazing ambassador for the park that she inspired. I think that's incredible. My daughter is just like Morgan. She's a ham. She, every time there's a camera, she wants to get in front and say hi to people. It's great. So I think that's amazing. Outside of Morgan's Wonderland, Morgan's Inspiration Island, the water park, Morgan's Camp, Morgan's Sports, a sports facility with baseball and pickleball and basketball and tennis, Morgan's Salon, the surgical center, the studio, and coming soon, an Inclusion Institute, a sports fitness center, WonderCare, child services, and other services for working parents and caregivers to help them just have some respite care. And I love this because I've heard you talking about this a lot, and I'm so excited about this, the hotel. You have the world's first ultra-inclusive hotel. Last I spoke, there was a battle going on between all the major hotel chains trying to get their name on the actual hotel. Is there any update with that, sir?
Well, first of all, yes, it will be the first ultra-accommodating hotel. We use a little bit different name with it because what we want to do is ensure that everybody, that this is a place where everybody will have a comfort level coming to. And we're going into the lodging industry, which is a little bit different than the theme park business. And so, yes, we're ultra-accessible in many ways, and this will be an ultra-accessible hotel. But we're referring to it as an ultra-accommodating hotel. Mm. Whether you have a special need or not, this hotel will look like any other hotel you ever go to. The rooms will be a little bigger. They have certain design features that have been integrated, so it looks like any other place. But basically, every room, if you will be what is often referred to as ADA compliant. But we'll go well beyond that in respect to how we have designed and how we will build the hotel, which will start next month. We did have a lot of discussions with three major hotel chains that are all worldwide chains. And I had the pleasure and honor of meeting the CEOs of all three of those different companies. After talking with them, though, they were very accommodating, but I think they were not ready for something like this yet. And I think that, so what we made a decision is we're going to do it ourselves. It's going to be called Morgan's Hotel. It's going to be an independent hotel.
Awesome.
And I believe that once they recognize the importance of what we're doing, not just for individuals with defined special needs, but for people who are older, people who need more accommodations than an average when lodging is very difficult and they just need more space, or they need this or that, which right now hotels may not, at times, unless they're very expensive, do not accommodate. We will accommodate everyone's needs. So when you go in and you ask the question, or you want to make a reservation, it will ask you the question through AI, do you have any need for special accommodations? So when you get to the hotel, in your room will already be in there things that you may need. For example, let's just anticipate that you're in a wheelchair. It will have a lift there if you need to have a lift. It will have other things that can help accommodate you. If you have visual or hearing impairment and you need maybe something that will accommodate whatever those needs may be. They will all be there. And so not only is it the physical facility itself, but anything that's outside the physical elements that we can help to make sure that we accommodate every need that possibly can exist, from someone who has no needs to someone who has numerous needs and someone of acute special needs, this hotel is for them. And that's where we had to also bring in people to learn about what do we want to do? How do we go about this process? And so it's been beautiful. We have had town halls. We have received so many different inquiries as to different things we need to think about. And between the 600 suggestions that we had, we were able to bring all those together and basically develop the types of rooms, the type of common areas, the type of pool, the type of restaurant, the type of bar, everything that's going to be in this place to ensure that everybody is being thought about, not just 80 or 85% of the population, but 100% of the population, while still making it a place that everybody wants to be.
Love that. Wow. When can I make my reservation?
Well, that will start in February or so, because we'll start building in next month, and we plan to open in October or November of next year. It was funny you mentioned that, because a young lady came up to me yesterday when I was having breakfast, and she said that her son is 6 years old and is autistic. And she said, I said, well, I'm sure, have y'all been to Morgan? She said, yes, but my son, the biggest thing he wants to do is he wants to spend a night at Morgan's Hotel. So yeah. It's interesting that all kinds of people have interest in what we're doing. And so I think there's an opportunity here to really put some, not just build Morgan's Hotel, but by what we're doing, show that things, just by minor adjustments here, a little bit of this thought in certain areas, how we develop, where we put elevators, how they're accommodated within the hotel itself, where they're located, all those little things, by just putting focus on that, we're going to make it much more accommodating, thus an ultra accommodating hotel.
Those are the things that matter. Those are truly the things that make 100%. The difference in the experience. This is I'm blown away.
Well, I just want to say, Evan, you're not asking him, when can you get a hotel reservation? When is this guy taking this around the country, like a Six Flags? Like, what's your vision? Because I'm excited. This is a testing ground that I feel you've been working on in San Antonio, Texas. But, you know, I recently went to the Shepherd Hotel in Clemson. If you've met the owner from there, if you haven't talked to him, amazing. He's hiring individuals with disabilities. And I get excited about his hotel. And I'm thinking, you've got like a whole Disneyland and hotel. Yes. So why do we start taking this around the world? Yeah. Like, what's your plan?
What's the plan
for this?
Well, we do have a plan for that. We are in the process of under construction on a Morgan's Inclusion campus, which will ultimately include the offices of Morgan's Institute. And the Institute will be an opportunity for us to be able to take all the different things that we've done, all the way from the theme park to the water park to the camp to the multi-assistance center to our acute special needs facility to our fitness center. To our salon, to our surgical center, to our dental facilities, all these different things that we've done that are outside the box to ensure ultra accessibility and inclusion, and to take those and expand those to more communities. We probably get on an average of at least one time every day where someone either writes us a letter, an email, or we get a phone call saying, we'd like to know more about how we could do this in our community. Or could you explain that? At this point, we have been growing so fast and doing so much over the past 15 years that we haven't taken a time out to say, yeah, how can we address those things in other areas? Now, I can tell you theme parks have been adjusted around the country and around the world based on some things that people have learned from coming to Morgan's. But if we can become more aggressive in being able to be that catalyst to bring about change and more of these opportunities in other cities and even other countries, then we start to really spark cultural change toward the thought process about how we need to get outside the box to make a difference. And if we had done that 5 years ago, we wouldn't have been ready for it, because we were such an expansive mode of building the 14 different venues that we have now, or will have by the end of next year, including the new ultra accommodating hotel, that can really illustrate all the different avenues of ways in which you can do things to ensure ultra accessibility and inclusion and everyone's lives. When you look at the tens of million, the 1.2 billion people around the world that have some form of special need, but they don't have a seat at the table to bring about the interest in this. But if we can start showing that and bringing that to businesses and restaurants and government buildings and things. I just opened that whole new thought process with small details that can make a big difference to ensure everybody feels comfortable and is wanted. I think we can really start making a real difference. And we're on that with the idea of the Institute, which was announced this year, but will go into full involvement next year with a new president and a whole new staff overseeing
that. I know we're running out of time, so I got to wrap this up. But a couple of things before we go, sir. Number one, my son is 7 years old and he's a maniac. And he's going to ask me when we go, how's the food at Morgan's Wonderland?
Well, that's interesting. When we first built Morgan's Wonderland, I didn't think we should have a lot of food because I thought, well, you know, people are not going to want to have a lot of sugar and they're going to want to not have food that's not good for you. God, was I wrong. My God, out of everything at Morgan's, basically almost everything stayed the way we built it originally and made very few changes except for one thing. We didn't have enough opportunities for food. So we've improved that tremendously. We now have 5 different locations throughout Morgan's Wonderland where you can buy pizzas, hamburgers, some of the worst food you can possibly eat. And if you want to stay healthy, we have healthy food as well. But the food is good and people enjoy it. And we really have started to put more focus to that because the demand has been about wanting to do that. So you let him know that we'll have a turkey leg waiting for him. Okay.
I'll let him know.
Texas barbecue.
That's what I'm talking about. And then my last question is being in this space, in this community, I have been shocked and blown away by the technology that is, it comes around where, you know, they have these exoskeletons to help kids walk. It seems like something out of a Terminator movie. It's incredible. Yeah. It's unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
I imagine that people are coming to you with the most cutting edge technology to kind of help in the building and the entertainment space. And I'm curious, is there something that stands out that you've seen that you're excited about implementing at Morgan's at some point?
Well, we started looking at this the beginning of last year and started really engaging in the whole AI process as to where artificial intelligence was going to take a lot of things that we're involved in. And so we brought on what I consider one of the top folks, in my opinion, in respect to the whole idea of saying, take everything Morgan's and make sure that AI becomes a major part of it.
Right.
We can't, I know many people say, well, AI, are we really ready for it? You need to be ready for it. It's coming. Whether you like it or not, it's on its way. And so we really want to be ahead on this. And so when we, for example, in the development of the ultra accommodating hotel, our AI expert was so involved in that so that when you, I talked about how when you go in for a reservation, you'll ask questions and all that will be done. AI will play a major role in being able to assist those folks and knowing exactly what to put in the room before someone arrives. And so those are small things, but there's some big, big things on the horizon that we're doing from the standpoint of technology, et cetera, that when we look at where we are today versus where we're going to be 5 years from now, or even 2 or 3 years from now, much less 5 years from now, it's going to be considerably different. And it's going to be a positive thing. AI, there's a lot of, let's hope that everyone will always use it in a positive way, but I can tell you from the perspective of how we're going to use it, it's going to play a very positive role in even taking what we're doing right now and put it on steroids because the opportunity exists in that arena.
Amazing. Well, before I go, I just want to say, sir, that you know, you were, before you got into this side, I've heard you describe this as now you're a social worker before you're in business and now you're a social worker. I just want to say, if somebody who was so successful in business and you had all the opportunities to just, you know, use your resources to give your daughter a really happy life and live your life comfortably with, you know, the fact that you made this choice to be a leader in this space and to inspire other people and to grow this into something that helps literally millions of people is so inspiring. And I know that it's impacted me. And I know I speak for Isaac and Mike when I say it's the same, that when we talked about your story, it's just, it's amazing. And we're so grateful for you, for people like you. And we thank you for everything you've done. And it means so much to us that you've come on the show and you've told your story. And lastly, I just want to know, like, if people are listening to this and they want to get involved, either go to Morgan's Wonderland or any of the Morgan's properties, or even if they're interested in joining the workforce, how would they get in touch and how would they follow up on that?
Well, anything Morgan's, you can go to by going to Morgan's.org. That's Morgan with an S, .org, Morgan's.org. Everything we've talked about today is on that website, and you can get a little bit of clips of everything that's there, and then you can go actually to more detail if you have interest in a particular thing. But, you know, you mentioned something about getting involved after I had retired 20 years ago. Look, the reason I wanted to get involved in this is Morgan is one of the lucky ones. Morgan has all the doctors, she has all the therapists, she has two loving parents, she has an incredible caregiver and has for years, and she has all she needs, but that's such an exception to the rule. Yeah. So I don't consider what I do, honestly, and even though I come in early in the morning and work till late at night, because that's just what I like to do.
It's not work.
I don't consider it really the work, because it's so fulfilling. And it's fulfilling because there are so many individuals out there who have conditions less severe than Morgan's and much more severe than Morgan's and at the same level Morgan's. And many of them have not been given the opportunity. And we want to try to bring down those barriers and get a seat at the table to spark cultural change so there can be about a more inclusive world. And so that's what we're about. And so I don't want to, there's no reason to thank me. Who needs to be thanked are all the people who have gotten us to this point working alongside me. But just think of where I know with where we are now and where we can take this, hang on, because we're just getting started. There's a lot more we can do, and you'll be hearing a lot more even into the future, even things I haven't even talked about today. A lot more to happen.
We're excited. When those things happen, sir, you got to come back on, and we got to discuss that 100%.
I welcome that opportunity.
This has been such an amazing conversation. We're so grateful. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
So like for me, I'm listening and participating in this conversation from two points of view. One is a father of a daughter with disabilities. So like everything I'm hearing is amazing. And wow, it's literally life-changing for these children and for their parents and for their families and caregivers. So thank you for that very, very much. But also as an entrepreneur and someone who has a purpose-driven business and wants to change the world for people with disabilities and create meaningful employment for people with disabilities, I'm so fascinated by your approach, your vision, your leadership, and how you've done organize your team around that and how they see the same vision as you. And it's fun for them. And that's what excites them. So here's my question. Do you have like programs or something for entrepreneurs like me where we can go and literally like shadow you or your leaders to like learn so I can take things back to my business? I don't think I'm getting into the amusement park business, but I'd love to be able to like kind of see how you guys do this so that I can create more change within my business, this one, my next one, and so forth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's where the Institute is going to take us. It's very much in its infancy, but we've had a lot of discussion about what you talked about there, because look, what we do is we get outside the box and we bring people together for a cause that they really want to be behind. To me, 90% of work is passion. 10% is really the job itself, because passion gets you so much further. And so you'll find that people who work here really have a desire to want to be. They're not here for a paycheck. And you've got to have that type of culture developed. And I'm blessed with the fact that we have that culture here at Morgan's. Everything is like an excitement. You know, just this weekend, without giving too many details, I went somewhere and saw something that I thought about. How can we make that ultra accessible, fully inclusive on a ride that would be added over at Morgan's that before everybody said was not possible? Well, you know what? It is possible now, because we've been working on it. And that's because some folks who are within Morgan's have said, how about if we did this and that? And that idea led to another one. So some of this is something that you can educate and teach on, but some also has to come from the heart. And I think that's what we have here, are big hearts of people who really have a passion to make a difference. And that's really where it starts.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. We appreciate your time. Please, if you like this episode, make sure you subscribe, share, tell your friend, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, man. And we will catch you on the next episode of Driven by Purpose. Thank you so much. Shout out to Gordon and Morgan's Wonderland. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, guys.